Welcome to JK Games, the gaming podcast where we bring you the gaming news we care about.
And maybe some that we don't.
And whether you play on easy mode,
or you like a good challenge,
this is a show where we'll try to level up your gaming knowledge.
Scene.
Yes. Complete.
And if you're new here, my name is Kayla.
And I'm Jerrica. We're the hosts of this show, and we talk about video games.
Yeah, we're excited for this week's episode, where we are going to talk about the Game Awards hot off the press nominees.
Yeah, the nominees are out, Kayla. Are you excited?
I'm so excited, and it's kind of like a blind react podcast, because I've only seen a slight bit of the nominees. I saw a brief synopsis of the Game of the Year, which is like the biggest one, but I did see some of those. But as far as the rest, I literally know nothing. So this is literally hot off the press for me. Yeah, let's go ahead and get started. If you're new here, welcome. We have started doing live episodes on Twitch. We're not doing one right now, but we will post on our Instagram when we're going to be doing them. So keep tabs on that. But the way we like to run our episode is...
We're a little tired. It's been a long week. We're just gonna go in. We should have like had a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode, like you can tell.
Oh yeah, for sure. But what's really funny is right before we started recording, I had a moment. I think my age is showing. I guess I'm getting old. I guess this is the moment where we know, because we were troubleshooting, like getting set up to record. And I was like, oh no, like I'm running out of space on my MacBook. Like my, our recording system that we use is giving me an error. It says that I don't have any space. And I was like, I go through my computer all the time. I have plenty of space. I like delete stuff all the time. And so Jerrica was like giving me handy dandy app recommendations to like look up what is using so much space. And I was like, wait, I know that like our storage on Macs have a built-in thing. I'm going to see what it says is using the most. And so while Jerrica is talking to me in background, I'm like looking, and she's like, well, I mean, go check your storage. And I was like, okay. And so I get in there and literally like, you know how it shows a little bar where it like separates stuff, like how much is what?
It's like color coded and stuff. Yeah.
So like literally half of my storage was trash. Like, and so like, it was like, that just sums up the week so far.
She had less than a gigabyte left, and she was like, let me delete my trash. And then she's like, oh, and I was like, what? She's like, Kayla was like, how much do you think that like freed up space for me just emptying my trash? And I was like, I couldn't guess how much.
It was 89.
Tell them how much.
89 gigabytes, people. What is wrong
so
with
much
me
trash?
Basically, moral of the story is delete your trash.
Don't forget about that trash can.
I forgot.
Even though you can't smell it and it's digital, it still can get stinky.
Yep. That's moral of the story, folks. But if you're new here, we like to run our episode. We have an easy mode, which is where we talk about what we've been playing, what we've been doing. We're excited to talk to you this week about more in depth on PS5 games that we've been playing, Jerrica.
Yep. Oh my God.
We've got fun things to talk ready about. And then in our normal mode is our news mode. We just have a little bit of things today. Some big things, but like only a couple. And then mainly because our expert mode, like we talked about, is very news heavy, where we're going to talk about the nominees for the 2020 Game Awards and discuss like, do you want to discuss who we would pick and like what our votes are?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do like, we'll make a list and like have our picks.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that turns
like
out.
Like a draft pick, as if you will.
Yeah.
So that's what our episode's going to look like. And as always, if you want to go follow us over on Instagram and Twitter, both of those places, we are at JK Games Podcast, and we will post about when we go live and when our episodes go up, and we do question of the week, which we did not do this week because we decided to do the Game Awards pretty last minute because it only got announced that it was getting released today, not too long ago. So we're excited to talk about that. And also, like I said, live episodes, Twitch, follow us at JK Games Cast. Turn on those notifications so you get notified when we go live. You can interact with our episode. We would love to see you there. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, Funny jokes, dad jokes, email us at
send us some jokes.
jkgamespodcast@gmail.com. I am totally down for a joke of the week. Let's do it, people.
Yeah. Well, I'm so down. If this can convince some of our listeners to actually send us an email, because I'd love to get an email, okay? Just like anything. Like at least just send us a joke so we can read your joke on the episode.
An IM. Send us an instant message.
Instant message. AOL.
Yeah.
MSN.
What was your username thing?
It was like, it had something to do with Pokemon. I forgot. It was a character from Pokemon.
Mine was like Crazy Horse 6. I was a horse girl, so I was like...
Good God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that so much, Kayla.
That's me. Gotta love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that is all of our socials. And also, most importantly, do not forget to leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. Please.
Please. Please.
This is a section of the podcast where Jerrica begs you to leave us a review.
I'm like on my knees begging. Not really.
No, it's not
just
that
pretend
deep.
I am.
It's become a thing though, and I just love it.
I know it sounds really desperate.
We're not that desperate.
I'm that desperate. Okay.
Oh well, that's unfortunate.
I'm very thirsty for the reviews.
Hashtag thirst for. I was trying to think of a rhyme, but I couldn't. It's been a day.
Hashtag thirst for.
Thirst for
first. Thirst for first.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, because we want to be the first in first place.
Thighs for fives, baby.
Thighs for fives. What's that
five
about?
Stars.
Like, yes. For each 5-star review we get, we're gonna show a thigh. Maybe not. Maybe not. We won't do that.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny.
Or will I?
For a five. All right, so before things get too weird, let's move into our easy mode. Mm-hmm. Jerrica, what you been playing?
Easy mode. Kayla, once again, I have been all over Astro's Playroom for PlayStation 5. I'm so in love with that game. Finally beat it. Got through all the different worlds, collected all the different little artifacts. I think I have like one or two artifacts left. I love when you complete, because it's like broken up into four little hub worlds. And it shows you after you complete it what else you need to find there if you're missing, whether it's a puzzle piece or an artifact. I got to go back and do all of that, which I will do in the next few days, because that's a really easy platinum to get. So if you want to get your first platinum on the PS5, I highly recommend Astro's Playroom. And also, too, like, no lie, if you are a huge Sony fan, or if you haven't got your hands on the PlayStation 5 yet, which that I cannot wait. I was going to say, I feel sorry for you. I do, because you're missing out. And when you finally get your PS5, don't make a mistake. Please play Astro's Playroom first, just to see how the controller feels. And also, like I said, go down memory lane with PlayStation. It's such a good ride. It's so cool. As a Sony fangirl, like, it made me so happy, and it was a really great experience. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's really all I've been playing on my PlayStation 5. I'm about to be on vacation. I'm actually technically on vacation starting right now.
Live, baby.
So I'm already copying over Assassin's Creed Valhalla. So it's gonna be the next game I conquer.
Yes, I'm so excited. I did not know this. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so I really want to get into Miles Morales, and I started it, but I'm gonna hang tight, because something is calling me to that Viking, the Viking lifestyle. Okay.
Yeah.
I need to go be a Viking. I think it's my calling right now. So I'm gonna see what that's about.
You are a Viking.
So next week, that's what I'll talk Yay. About. I'll see how my first impressions of Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
That's awesome. Oh. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. Kayla.
Yeah.
What have you been playing?
So, yeah, I'm glad that you're doing Valhalla. I definitely want to, but it's not like next on my list. I really want to purchase Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. I have not purchased it yet, but I probably will be doing so Friday, because my wallet hurts because I've bought so many things already. and that's okay, because it's PS5 season, you know? So I've been alternating between a couple of things, actually. You guys know, if you've been listening to us for any time within the past, like, honestly, like 6 months, maybe before then, I have been super hyped for Bug Snacks. And I get made fun of all the time by some of our friends because of how hype I am. So I've been playing Bug Snacks. I've been playing Astro's Playroom. I always want to call it Playground.
It's easy. I sort of want to, too, but I always have to, like, stop myself.
Yeah. And I've been playing Bug Snacks, Astro, and then I've also been playing Miles Morales. And so I really wanted to get the full, like, taste of the PS5. So I kind of, like, alternated between the three for a little bit. And then one of my good friends wanted to play Apex with me. And so I transferred my Apex data. And wow, it's really cool on the PS5, you know? And I think that it was interesting to see, because I was wondering, like, if, you know, any games had updated their controls to, like, do anything fun with a DualSense controller. And so Apex did. I mean, it's definitely not as, like, in-depth and detailed and, like, immersive as Astro's Playroom or as Miles Morales. It's not as, like, immersive, but they definitely did add some upgrades to show off the abilities of the controller, which I thought was really cool. You can definitely feel the different surfaces that you're walking on, and there are the very in-depth rumble and not just the basic rumble of the DualShock. So definitely recommend it. Again, it's a free app, and so I want me and you to play together sometime, because it's been really fun. So I just hopped on that briefly, but yeah, I mean, I'm really enjoying right now. Bug Snacks is free until the end of the month, right?
So you better get to downloading.
Yeah, if you want it. Yeah, it's been really cute. It's definitely weird. It's super weird. Didn't you play a little bit of it?
I did. At first I was like, what is happening?
It's weird.
And there's some mystery.
Yeah.
Kayla.
It's got a pretty good, like, storyline. I mean, it definitely is a story. I honestly kind of thought it was just going to be something funny. Like, I mean, it is funny. It's definitely weird. It definitely is one of those games where you have to be in the mood for it. And so that's kind of why I've been jumping around. But I love it. I think it's adorable. I love the concept. There's one part that was actually pretty hard that I've run into.
It's complicated. Like, Audrey, my girlfriend, had to take a minute last night because she's like, I just can't figure out how to catch the bug snack anymore. Like, I got to take a break.
Yeah, it definitely is. It gives you a guide, but really it doesn't, like, I like that it doesn't fully explain what you're supposed to do. I like that it's problem solving. It makes you kind of figure it out. And then Miles Morales, of course, is great. It's probably been the one I haven't played the most of out of the three. But so far I love the story. It's so beautiful. It is so cool. And then Astro's, I have not finished yet, but I love it. I think it's great. I totally agree with Jerrica. Don't skip it. Or even be like me and just jump around, because I just go back to it if I want to experience the newness of PlayStation 5.
It's a good game to sort of balance, like, going in between. And, like, I'm sure a lot of people can relate that it's really hard to pick one game to play right now.
Yeah, right now especially. There's so much going on.
I feel guilty playing other games. Like, I want to play more of Miles Morales, but, like, I really want to play Assassin's Creed. And I know as soon as I start playing Valhalla, I'm going to be like, man, I feel like I'm, like, cheating on, like, my other games. Like, you know, it just feels sort of wrong. Like, oh, what should I play? It's really tough right now, but it's a fun problem to have.
It definitely is, especially for you, because you have a lot of time that you can dedicate to now.
I could cry, Kayla. I'm so happy.
I'm so excited.
I'm actually really, you know, I was initially off. Sorry to interrupt. I was initially off for 5 days to play Cyberpunk.
Yeah, rip.
And then, of course, it got delayed, hopefully one more time. Hopefully in December, we'll get to play it. But I'm sort of glad that it's not out right now. Because imagine Cyberpunk being
in the mix,
or coming out, like, 2 days after all of that.
Yeah, I'm glad that we get some time to, like, settle with these games. And, like, yeah.
Because
I definitely want to do, like, I'm going to try to finish, you know, you finish games way faster than I do. But I want to be able to do an in-depth review episode of Cyberpunk, so...
Me too, which I'm actually, because that comes out the day of the Game Awards, so December 10th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it comes out the same day, so I have made sure I'm off for for that, yeah. So I'll be able to play.
Yeah, yeah.
It worked out. It worked out anyways.
Speaking of Game Awards.
Yeah.
We're not there yet, but.
It's happening. Oh, man. I was like, yes, was let's talk about it. Let's go into
it. No, we're not there yet. So yeah, that's what I've been playing, and what I want to play is Cold War, just because mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of people that really enjoyed the old Call of Duty games really enjoyed this one, so I'm hoping that it's not disappointing. I don't remember if I updated you. Remember I said I was going to try to play the beta, but I mm-hmm. was late. I was too late, and it had ended, and I didn't realize it, so yeah. I didn't get to play it. Aww. But it's okay. I've seen gameplay, and it looks like I would really enjoy it. So yeah, that wraps up our easy mode, unless you have anything to add.
No, that's it, girl.
Alrighty. Let's jump into normal mode. News, baby. Woohoo.
Yeah, not too much new news this week. If there was a lot, we missed it. We've just been like inside of our PlayStation 5s. Yep. I've been inside it wandering around.
Yeah.
But I did want to touch on a couple of things. If you want to lead it off here, we got one bit of news that I think we just heard about this today.
Yeah, kicking it off the press. This is actually kicking it off
it's gonna burn your toe. This is so hot, it's gonna burn your toe.
This is actually, we're recording this on Wednesday. This was posted today about an hour ago, so
oh, there you go. Yeah. Did you get my joke? I said it's gonna burn your toe because you're kicking it off the press. I was like, she didn't hear me. She's not getting it. I was like, I'm saying burning the toe, and it's like not registering with Kayla whatsoever.
Aww. No, I was in another
world. I didn't want our listeners to hear me say, what is she talking about burning the toe? And like,
and then nobody laughed at you.
Okay.
Aww.
No one's laughing.
I hope that our listeners are laughing at home. That was good.
Like,
what
am I listening to?
I didn't even hear you. Like, I was totally about like ready to talk about Wonder Woman.
Let's talk about Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And not burning toes.
Well, speaking of delays, as in Cyberpunk, Wonder Woman has been delayed. This is an article from IGN. Wonder Woman 1984 releasing in theaters and HBO Max on Christmas Day. So that's exciting. DC fans have something to look forward to this holiday season. Not only is Warner Brothers sticking to the film's current December 25th release date, Wonder Woman 1984 will also debut the same day on HBO Max. So the news first broke out via a leaked trailer for the Wonder Woman sequel, and now Warner has confirmed the news. According to the press release, Wonder Woman 1984 will be available to stream on HBO Max exclusively for 1 month, starting on December 25th, and presumably will return to HBO Max later in 2021 after the home video release window. So HBO Max is a streaming service, obviously, that you pay for. And the nice thing about this, as opposed to what Disney did, is this actually is included in your membership. You don't
Which is insane, yeah. Kayla. Like, what the hell is happening?
It's pretty
here?
Crazy.
Is this a good thing? Like, I mean, it's a good thing for HBO.
For sure.
If you want to bring in subscribers to HBO Max, like, why not?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there was any other... this makes Wonder Woman 1984 one of a handful of major 2020 blockbusters to be released digitally rather than pushed to 2021. Unlike Disney's Mulan, which was added to Disney Plus as a premier access title for an additional fee, Wonder Woman 1984 will be available to all HBO Max subscribers at no additional cost. Yeah, that's definitely a way to rope people in. I don't have it. Do you?
We actually do. I'm trying to remember, like, why... Oh, we watch a few shows on HBO, actually. Mm-hmm. I watch John Oliver every week.
Oh, okay.
I like his commentary on the news. He's hilarious. I really enjoy him. And what was Lovecraft?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Country. That's, yeah, I guess we had it for that. And I feel like we have it for something else.
Now I want to
like,
get it for that.
We use it often. Yeah. We use it often.
I want to get it for that so. And then the Adventure Time show. As well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That was in the news, but it comes out before we release this episode, so I didn't need to spend too much time on it. But I was a huge fan of Adventure Time back in the day, and they already started, I believe, a spinoff show with, like, the same similar characters, not all the characters. I haven't watched it, so mm-hmm. I can't speak too much to it, but a new season is coming out on the 19th, so the day before you're listening to this. So that's on HBO Max exclusively. So I have a few things that I could watch on there. But honestly, like, it would be worth it just to subscribe for how, I don't even know how much it is, but
it's like $14, yeah. I think. It could be less. I mean, it's around that much.
That's such a good deal. Even if it's you don't want to keep it, just like get it.
And then you can watch other movies and TV shows while you're at it. So,
yeah, that's all for that. But definitely hot off the press.
Hot, it's gonna burn your toe.
Burn my toe, Kayla. When I kick it.
Burn your toe. Oh man, oh man. Well, I know what I'm doing on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that would be so fun. Mm-hmm. That's such a good day to do that. I hope it's like cozy and like, I don't know. It looks like,
let's go.
It looks like it'll be a really good movie. I'm really excited. I love Wonder Woman.
Me too.
Jerka, next piece of news, you got it.
So I love Wonder Woman, but you know what else I love?
What?
God of War.
Yes, I do. Kratos. Speaking of gods and goddesses.
There we go. Oh, God. We're just like on it. We're on top of it tonight.
Oh, I'm slapping my knee. Can you hear
slapping
it?
Slapping her knees. Well, I wanted to touch on this bit of news because I've heard on a few other podcasts, and I wanted to make sure our listeners heard about it. This article comes to us from GamesRadar.com by Alyssa Mercante. Probably really butchering her name, but regardless. God of War Ragnarok may not be a PlayStation 5 exclusive. PlayStation CEO Jim Ryan would not confirm or deny that the highly anticipated sequel will be cross-gen. God of War Ragnarok may not be a PS5 exclusive, according to a recent interview with a top PlayStation executive. In an interview with The Telegraph, CEO Jim Ryan was asked flat out if God of War Ragnarok will be a PlayStation 5 exclusive. And he said, "Sorry, I have nothing to say about that today." That's it.
Oh.
So, there you go. A lot of, that was a pause to, you know, not a lot of suspense there.
Wow.
So we do not know. God of War Ragnarok is set to release sometime next year. Players are naturally wondering if it will be a next-gen exclusive or will it release cross-gen on PS4 and PS5. I'm not going to read the entire article, but I thought that was interesting. And honestly, Kayla, like, thinking back to, like, because we heard that Horizon Forbidden West is also going to be a cross-platform release. It's going to be for PlayStation 4 and PS5. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't surprise me that a game that's coming out a lot sooner than we anticipated is also going to be cross-platform. Think about how many people like honestly could not get a PlayStation 5 right this year. And I'm sure more and more will be bought in the next coming year. But I also think about all those PlayStation 4s and 4 Pros that are still in everyone's houses. Yeah. Like, so it's a smart, I think it's a smart move to keep it cross-platform.
I agree.
I don't think it honestly like diminishes the PlayStation exclusive titles. If anything, it gives more people more access to play the games. I'm sure though the PS5 version will be better and have a really cool experience, you know, with the DualSense controller.
For sure. Oh, sorry. But yes, I also have heard, this is interesting because it kind of furthers, I have a couple people that we're friends with that have said they're not getting the PlayStation 5 until there's something that they want to play on it that's exclusive to the PS5, which I can see that take on it too. Personally, I just wanted
it
for the experience of just, you know, playing on it, even if I could get the game on my PS4, because I knew I wanted it anyways, and I love Sony, so I mean. But yeah, so that, I've heard that from a couple of people, so I feel like this even kind of pushes that timeline back for people, like, oh, well, then I'll just wait if I can get it, if I can get the new games that are releasing on my PS4. I could see that take on it, too. But I think that it's really nice that they're allowing people to play these new games, because like you said, this console has not been easy to get.
Mm-mm. And I'm also like, I feel like it's, I can't wait to see, because I'm also wondering if, like, Ratchet & Clank's going to be a PS5-only game. Because that was shown, like, I feel like that game can only run on a PlayStation 5.
I also think that was,
with, like, the loading.
Yeah.
No, you go. Sorry.
I also think that, like, that game was kind of used as, like, branding for the PS5 as well, in a way, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's weird. Imagine, like, a game coming out at the beginning of the year that is only for PlayStation 5, but then, like, Horizon and God of War are for both.
Yeah, that's kind of,
it's weird, but like I get it, I guess. Like I'm interested to see. I can't wait to see how all of that plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, I'll be playing them on my PlayStation 5 because I want to feel those haptics and those triggers, baby. I want to feel tracing. The bow. I want to see all the teraflops.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I think it's good, but I'm curious, like you said, to see how it turns out. But 100%, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm, you said, I'm buying them on my PS5. Also, that's the thing, though. I mean, if you have both, it definitely is going to be cheaper on your PS4, you know, to buy the game.
Yeah.
But
maybe.
That's true.
Maybe.
That's true. Maybe not. We don't really know. But
because like I bought, so I think Assassin's Creed Valhalla, we'll get to the main topic in just a second, but you just made me think of something. Assassin's Creed Valhalla and for PS4 and PS5 are both the same price.
Oh, okay.
So maybe.
I did not know that.
It's interesting. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like the same price. Yeah, it was $59.
Oh.
That's normal price for like, yeah, who knows? I don't know. We don't make games, but this is where that little gray area is. Like, is the PlayStation 5 version different? Will it be different? What's the perks of getting it on PlayStation 5 versus PS4? I think that's going to be the question we want answered before we make those decisions.
Well, I'm definitely going to buy them on PS5 just because it's new and I want to.
Yeah, of
but
course.
I see where the divide would be for sure, which is why I said that. Which is crazy. I didn't know that they were the same price. At least that one was.
I'm pretty sure. So I'll double check here in a minute while we're looking up something later on. But
yeah, that's crazy. But we can go ahead and get into our main topic. I feel like we're going to spend a while on this.
Yeah, let's do it. Because this can... We will. And we are making good on time. So we have plenty of time for our main topic.
Okay. Well, as you heard, our expert mode is Game Award nominees.
Woo-hoo.
So yeah,
do you want me to read them off?
Yeah,
and so you can sort of be like surprised by
yes, because I again I'm kind of blind reacting.
Okay. Also, I just looked it up. Yeah, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Just to backtrack a little bit, for PlayStation 4 and PS5, same price, both $59.99.
Wow.
Mhm. 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 So. It's interesting. I don't have any thoughts on that yet.
Yeah, we will definitely get back to you on that for sure. And are you going to be going off the Game Awards website?
Yes, okay. I am on the Game Award, thegameawards.com. The nominees just went live today, which is a Thursday. So yesterday, if you're listening, Game of the Year. Oh, I'm going to leave that one for last. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start at the very bottom here. Not saying it's the least important, but let's see. Okay, so there's a couple of things on here for like best esports team. I'm gonna skip over some of that because I don't follow esports. No, I think esports is great. I just don't know these teams, or I don't have a lot of commentary.
That's what we
on
did
that.
Last year.
Okay. Esports host. Also, I don't have a commentary on that. They all look like really cool people. And I hope one of them gets it that deserves it.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes. Okay. So, best esports game.
Okay.
Here are your nominees. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Counter-Strike, Global Offense, Fortnite, League of Legends, Valorant. And there you go.
I didn't see best Apex esports on game. There.
Yeah. Maybe it's not really, you know, an esports.
Not much.
Maybe not as competitive, I guess.
Also,
like I said, not the best esports. I don't have the best knowledge on esports.
Yeah, so I think if I had to pick personally, I would pick Call of Duty because I feel like it's the most fun to watch. But also Valorant. I haven't played it, but I have watched a lot of people play it, and it's definitely interesting to watch. So that's all I have for
I need
that.
To watch more esports.
Esports.
I'm going to put that on my... It's in the game. I'm going to put that in my New Year's resolution right there.
I used to watch a lot
get more involved with esports.
I used to watch a lot of Overwatch esports stuff.
Ooh.
So.
I could see that.
It's fun.
I bet that's pretty fun.
Next.
Okay. Best debut game. For the best debut game... Created by a new independent studio. I feel like this is a new category.
I think so, too.
I can't remember if this was last year. So this is a really cool category. So best debut game. We have, I think it's called Carrion. that weird little monster thing that looks interesting. Mortal Shell, Raji, an ancient epic. Roki. This one. Phasmophobia.
Cute.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I haven't played any of those.
Me neither. So we'll just leave those nominees. We'll do a little research on that one before we come back. I'll at least watch some gameplay of each of those.
Yeah, I don't want to vote for that one yet.
Oh, this is a category I'm excited for and pretty cool. So this is Content Creator of the Year. Ooh. So this is for a person, not a video game. First in line is Alana Pierce, which, by the way, Alana Pierce is insanely talented. So good. I follow her on everything. Really great gal. You should follow her if you don't. But she just tweeted this past week that she's going to be working for Sony Santa Monica as a games writer. Wow. She's going to be writing and possibly helping with the next God of War and whatever other games that are happening. So
that's so cool.
Very cool stuff. Yeah. So, and of course, the reason I bring that up is she's one of the nominees. So Lana Pierce, J.Ann Lopez. So I think she is actually partnered with, I think it's Black Girls Game.
Oh, okay.
I follow them on Twitter, and J.Ann's done some really cool stuff for that organization promoting Black women in games, which is really cool. And I just clicked on something that now I'm off the page, Kayla. Just hang tight for a second. Okay.
So I definitely don't follow her, and I need to be following her. Let me look her up. Mm-hmm. Alana Pierce, you said?
Yes. We actually, me and Audrey got a picture with her at E3.
Aww.
She has some really nice Jordan 1s on. And she was like, I was like, oh, I like your Jordans. I really want those. She's like, yeah, these are hard to get. I'm like, I know. Those are a really expensive pair of Jordans you got on there.
Right.
Okay, I'm almost back here. So
it's fine.
Okay. Content Creator of the Year. Alana Pierce, J.Ann Lopez, Nick Merckx, Tim the Tatman, and Valkyrie.
The only person I know off that's Valkyrie. But from what I heard about Alana Pierce, I might want to vote for her instead.
Yeah. So those are your nominees for Content Creator of the Year.
Awesome. Okay,
next category, Best Multiplayer Game. So the first in line is Animal Crossing, New Horizons, Among Us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Among Us is in the nominees finally. Let's go. Call of Duty Warzone, Fall Guys, ooh. Ultimate Knockout. That's going to be a big contender right there. And, of course, Valorant.
Ooh. This one's hard. So at this point, Animal Crossing.
Since this is games, I'm going to pull up my notes here. Let's go ahead and pick the one that we think is going to win.
Okay. Oof. The one that I want to win or what I think is going to win?
I don't know. What do you want this to be?
This is really hard.
Do you want to try to... Who do you think it's going to win? We can say our picks and then who we think
so
will win.
So I... You know... I almost feel like Animal Crossing deserves it because it got so many people through such a rough time, like including me. It came out at the right time. Like they knew, they had to know. But here's the thing. I don't really know that I would say that's the best multiplayer game. You know what I mean? Like I feel if you're looking more for the vibe of like, I'm getting on this to play multiplayer with my friends and it's a great experience because it's multiplayer. Like, Animal Crossing does that, but, like, I enjoy Animal Crossing more of just, like, vibing by myself and, like, like, decorating and stuff. So I think for this, I think I would vote Fall Guys because...
So Kayla votes Fall Guys. I'm gonna agree with you. I think it's going to be a close race between... I think it's gonna, the votes are going to be close between Among Us and Fall Guys. Yeah. They have dominated... the Twitch streams lately with fun party games.
I love Among Us, though, so I feel like I also could definitely easily vote that way instead.
Oh, it's a tough one. I can't wait to see who wins.
But I would...
I think Fall Guys will win.
It's just so cute, and, like, they give me similar vibes, you know? Actually. Sort of. What's next?
The next one is best sports racing games. I'm not knowledgeable enough, and I know you aren't either, so we're just going to skip. Okay. Sim strategy game. I'm just going to say this because the only one on this list that I've played, and I know for a fact you haven't played any of these on the list. I just know you.
Aww.
And I know myself enough. Microsoft Flight Simulator is definitely going to win.
Yeah.
I do not know for sure. I don't know these other games. I'm just saying my pick for best sim strategy, Flight Simulator.
I would agree with
you. Okay.
Even though I haven't played it.
Okay. Here's another category that should be pretty easy for us to make a choice. This is the best family game. So we got Animal Crossing, Crash Bandicoot 4, Fall Guys, Mario Kart Live, Home Circuit with the little remote car, Minecraft Dungeons, Paper Mario, The Origami King.
Ooh.
Best family game.
Family game?
Mm-hmm. It's tough. This one's tough.
I think that the Mario Kart Live is so innovative and like cute and like fun. Mm. So that.
And I can see like everyone in the family participating, yeah. Like doing that in the living room, right?
Right. I haven't played Crash. Mm-hmm. Or Paper Mario is really fun, but I don't know about like family games because there's not really multiplayer in that. You can't really have like.
Correct.
So I think I would do the Mario Kart, I think, is what okay. Even though I haven't played it.
That's a good, I like that guess. Pretty good strategy there.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna vote for Animal Crossing
okay.
on this one.
I could see that too.
I feel like that's what the kids, maybe the, I don't know, maybe this is the other way around. The parents were wanting an Animal Crossing, and then the kids just got involved.
That's what happened with our friend Josh.
yeah. So I'm going to pick Animal Crossing.
That's also a very fair pick for sure. I think I could see that happening. But I think that, and the only thing with Mario Kart, it's fairly new, I think, right? So maybe not a lot of people have played that yet.
It is.
But I just think, I can definitely see like everyone getting involved for like all ages of that too.
The next category is best fighting. I'm also going to skip that one because I don't play fighting games. I'm sorry, people.
I don't either.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, I know some of these that you haven't played, but I have. So I'm going to go into this category and I can make a pick and you can make a guess. Whatever you think. This category is best role-playing game. So Final Fantasy VII Remake, Genshin Impact, Persona 5 Royal, Wasteland 3, Yakuza Like a Dragon. I'm going to say
you've played them.
Okay. Well, I started Genshin Impact, but I don't know enough. I hear it's incredible and a lot of people love it. It's a free-to-play game, which is pretty cool. Persona 5 Royal, Audrey played through it again, the complete game over again pretty much. Like, it's the same game, but with some added content. And she had such a fantastic time playing that. So I know it's good. I know it's a good contender. I personally, the only game on this list that I've finished is Final Fantasy VII Remake. I'm trying to think in terms of RPG elements. I think Persona 5 is going to beat Final Fantasy VII Remake in this category.
Would you?
Just because, yeah. Like, it's one of the... Even though I played Final Fantasy VII Remake and I love the game, I loved it so much, but I think Persona 5 is still like, I don't know. This one's tough. I'm going to go with Persona 5.
That's actually what I was going to say, only because I played Persona 5, the original, like Persona 5, not the Royale, mm-hmm. but, and then I know that Audrey loves it, so it must be good.
If it's basically the same game. With a few added content, like it's a lot of added content, it's hours of added content, but you have to play through the game basically again.
Oh, okay.
And she did that and had, if not more fun.
Wow.
So that's a good sign. That's a hefty sign.
Yeah.
I'm only going based off the game I played and then the game Audrey played. Right.
Unfortunately.
And I feel like she had more time or a better time playing Persona 5 than I did Final Fantasy VII Remake. And by the way, that game was a great game. But I, at times, hated myself because it was so hard.
Yeah.
At times.
That's funny.
But maybe that's a sign of a great RPG. I just keep going with that one. I'm going to pick Persona 5 Royal.
Okay.
I'm typing this.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay. Okay, they're going to get a little spicier as we go through. Okay, you ready? Mm-hmm. Best action adventure game. Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Ghosts of Tsushima. Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales. Ori and the Will of the Wisp. And finally, two more. You'll be excited to hear this one, Kayla. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh, yeah!
Because it's a contender this year. And last but not least, well, I guess part two. Last of Us Part Two. I was trying to make a joke there.
Ooh.
And think about this. Let me read the category details here. Action, best action adventure game. For the best action adventure game combining combat with traversal and puzzle solving.
Ooh.
So think about combat elements, traversal, so getting around the world, and problem solving.
Oh god, this one's so hard for me. Ooh.
And I can't technically answer for Assassin's Creed Valhalla because I haven't played it yet. So this one's going to be a little tough. I'm going to base it like what I know off of other Assassin's Creed games.
Okay.
But what do you think? What do you think? Star Wars seems like a good contender for this though, right? Traversal.
I'm going to pick Fallen Order. Because, okay. And here's why. If I love Last of Us Part Two, no spoilers on who. I mean, I love that game. But I have to say, in regards to the category, Fallen Order fits better. Mm-hmm. The mechanism of getting around the different worlds, like the traversal part of it, definitely Fallen Order. The puzzle solving is very intense. The action, the fight scenes, the last fight scene. I think that it wins. I'm so glad that it's in the Game Awards this year. I was so mad, but I'm glad that it's here. I'm glad that we're looking at it now, because I beat it, and last year I wouldn't have beaten it yet. So yeah, Fallen Order is my pick. What about you?
I really enjoyed, if I'm thinking about like combat, the game I enjoyed the most with combat was definitely Ghost of Tsushima out of this list. Like, that I had the most fun fighting.
I did not play that, so that's why I didn't have it in my contenders.
When I think about traversal, I want, my heart's telling me to pick Last of Us, but I know, like, traversal. Like, I know. There's not, like, a lot of puzzle solving in Ghost of Tsushima. Yeah. I don't remember solving a lot of puzzles. So, like, this, it's a toss-up between Star Wars and Last of Us Part Two.
Right.
Which had puzzles.
It did.
Traversal. And it has combat. So I'm going to lean towards Last of Us Part Two in this one.
Okay. Look at us not having the same opinion. Wow.
I'm so glad. Yeah, me too.
Wow.
But that's a tough one, though. It is. I was torn between that one.
That one was hard. And then Miles Morales, from what I've seen so far, I can't attest it fully, is a good contender too.
I can't either. But I'm trying to, you know, based on what I played of Spider-Man, like that was, traversal was, traversally, like the games, Spider-Man, definitely. Like, I think that one nails getting around.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Pew, 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 pew. Okay, that's my pick, and I'm sticking to
it. Let's go. All
right. Next category. Best action.
Ooh.
So, okay, just a description action. Of this. Just action. For the best game in the action genre, focus primarily on combat.
Okay.
So this is a combat heavy. Like, this has the best combat of any of these games, okay? Doom Eternal, which I did not play, but I've seen gameplay, very combat heavy. Hades, which totally makes sense. Half-Life Alyx. Neo 2. Streets of Rage 4. This one may be also a little, I haven't played a good chunk. I've only played one of these games.
I haven't played any of them, so. Okay. They all sound really good. So I know Hades has had a lot of hype, so.
I think Hades is going to dominate this category.
Okay.
I think it's going to come down to Hades and Doom Eternal. Let me put that in here. I'll just say that's our pick for both of us.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't played any of those, but from what I've heard, Hades, and then I do hear a lot about Doom Eternal, but
I want to play Doom Eternal at some point because the heavy metal combined with demon slaying just seems really rad.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm going to get to that one day. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next one. I'm just going to read through the category. Of course, some of these I haven't played, but I think this is a brand new category. And when I was part of Jeff Keighley's little Zoom call meeting, which was really cool, by the way, I heard about this and I thought it was really neat. So this category is called innovation and accessibility. So recognizing software and or hardware that is pushing the medium forward by adding features, technology, and content to help games be played and enjoyed by an even wider audience.
That's awesome. So
the nominees for this category are Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Grounded, Hyper Root, Last of Us Part 2, and Watch Dogs Legion.
Wow. See, unfortunately, I don't know enough about what these games have been doing. I did see that I saw a video or a picture of somebody playing Last of Us that was legally blind. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it's crazy.
They were able to play in a really great way. So I'm going to vote The Last of Us just because that's the only one I know some of the features of.
And I'm going to vote that way too. Just because, like, I do care what the other games have done, and I'm so glad that this is a category and it's pushing, propelling people, game developers to, hey, let's see what these other games are doing, what's getting celebrated, and let's put this into our games. But I've never in my life have seen as many options as Last of Us Part 2 had, and when it comes to accessibility, I think if those other games were similar in that aspect, really awesome. I've just never seen it before until I played that game. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't imagine other games having nearly as much features as The Last of Us Part 2. So they really pushed the envelope. So Last of Us Part 2 for me as well. Totally not disqualifying the others. We have not played them. I'll see about Assassin's Creed later tonight. I just know The Last of Us had a hefty load of accessibility. Like, you could basically cater that game to exactly how you wanted to play. Okay.
And everyone should be able to play it.
That's right. Okay. So, I'm going to skip this category too, just because I haven't played all of these and it's the VR category.
I don't have a VR, so.
Yeah, so we'll skip over that one. There's a lot of great contenders, just real quick. Dreams, Half-Life Alyx, which will probably win. So, it's apparently an incredible game. One day I'll play it. Marvel's Iron Man, Star Wars Squadrons, and Walking Dead Saints and Sinners. Okay. Here's a fun category. You ready?
Yeah.
Best community support. Ooh. I think I remember this one from last year. Recognizing a game for outstanding community support, transparency, responsiveness, and inclusion of social media activities. I already know who I'm voting for this one. The games are Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Fall Guys, Fortnite, and No Man's Sky and Valorant.
Ooh, all great options, but you already know what my pick is going to be.
Yeah, you know why I'm involved, like why I'm going to pick this is because the greatest, I have to say, Mediatonic Devolver, their Twitter guy is the best, like, Twitter presence for, like, representing a video game company, like, I've ever experienced. Like, that guy is on point. He's so freaking clever, did things I've never seen before on Twitter, and I think he single-handedly, maybe, I don't know if who else was helping him, but I feel like that guy made that community, and it's a unique experience because of that one guy. I think it's like Oliver age 24 age 23, like that's his name on Twitter. Yeah. But he handles their Twitter account, so I'm going with Fall Guys on best community support.
That's awesome. And you know, when I read the category, it really makes me think that too, because of their social media specifically. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna have to vote Apex, just because, like, you guys know how hype I've been over, like, the changes that they make in response to community feedback. So I just feel like they're so ever evolving that I have to go with them. But as far as the social media aspect, definitely Fall Guys for sure. But I think overall, if I had to pick, it would definitely be Apex.
Okay. All right.
It's a fun category. I like that one.
It is. I'm going through. Here's another category, but I also don't play a lot of video games on my phone, so our votes probably will be very biased in this one as well. But this is best mobile game. Among Us. I'm going to go with Among Us. Call of Duty, Mobile, Genshin Impact, Legends of Runeterra, Pokemon Cafe Mix, which I've never heard of that game.
I'm looking this up right now.
I slept on Pokemon Cafe Mix, Kayla. Like, what is that? Why haven't we played? It looks really cute. But because the only game I played out of this group, I'm going to vote Among Us, because it deserves to win some award tonight, and it should be best mobile game for sure.
Pokemon Cafe Mix is like a puzzle game. This looks so cute. I'm downloading it.
I need to download it too. I'm sold.
Yes.
Pokemon and puzzles.
I would also vote Among Us. I played Call of Duty and I hated it. I did.
Was it fun?
No, I did not like the mobile, what's the word I'm looking for? The mobile controls at all. I did not like it. And I'm a Call of Duty fan, and I did not like the way that it felt on the phone. Ugh. So, yeah, but definitely Among Us. I feel like it does deserve an award for sure. But if it got any of them, it definitely, I feel like, could be this one.
Agreed. Okay. This one's a fun category too. Best indie game. Carrion, Fall Guys, Hades, Spelunky 2. Audrey has been playing so much Spelunky 2.
I've never played it.
You should just watch a video. It's all over the place. Mm-hmm. And last game is Spiritfarer. Mm. I'm going to vote for Hades, but it's really tough because I also want to vote for Fall Guys. I think that just... Oh. This one's tough. I could tell you, like, the best game out of this group is definitely going to be Hades for what it's accomplishing. But Fallout Guys. It's a new band.
Fallout Guys.
They should definitely add that as a skin. The Fallout Guys. That would be hilarious. You know, the Fallout Boys.
Yes.
But now they're guys. I love it. And they put, yeah, that would be
We're
great.
We're going down again.
Yeah, and they're falling down. Ah. Like, that would be hilarious. Like, good Lord.
Wow. They're missing an opportunity. Call the social media
guy.
They
really are. I'll let him know. I'll send him something. But definitely, like, Fall Guys, like, just stole everyone's hearts. It's fun. And I feel like it's got a big following. But I think as far as, like, total execution and everything, Hades is going to win this category.
This one's hard for me because when I think about the best indie game, it's just called best indie game, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one that's taken over storm is Among Us. That one has, like, wrecked the internet. Like, that one I feel like is the most talked about right now. Like, in mainstream media, like, not even just, like, gaming media, like, in everything. I think that's what's being talked about the most. However...
By the way, it's not on this list.
Oh, it is? It's not?
It's not.
Oh, I thought you said it was.
No, it did not make this list.
It is an indie game, though, right?
It is. Oh. I believe. But it didn't make the list, Kayla.
I
could
have sworn I heard you say it. Interesting.
I maybe did. It was the mobile game.
Oh, that's right. Maybe game. I was just thinking of that. Interesting.
A lot of these games are in a lot of the same categories. Right.
So then definitely my vote is for Fall Guys. But yes. I also haven't played Hades, but I've heard great things. Moving on. Sorry, I totally just brain fart.
No, I was like, well, I could have definitely said it again because getting sort of tired and my lips are sticking.
I was on a tangent. I was going.
You were going, girl. Okay. Best. Well, I always love this category. Best ongoing game awarded to the game for outstanding development of ongoing content that evolves around the player experience over time. So first is Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Call of Duty Warzone, Fortnite, No Man's Sky, and that's it.
Ooh.
I'm going to go and put down what you think. I know what you
wait,
think.
Wait. Okay. So.
Okay.
Okay, well, I can't really vote this because I've never played No Man's Sky, but wasn't this the year that they totally, like, redid their game because of the community? Like,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
That one, I feel like, not really for me, because I feel like I can't in good faith vote for it because I've never played it. But that's, I feel like they changed a lot, and they changed for the better, so that's really cool. Yeah, but I'm going to go with Apex because it's what I play the most. But I also think that Fortnite's a really good option, too, because they, like, if you look at where they started versus where they are now, mm-hmm. because of their fan base, it's pretty crazy. But I think because I'm so heavily involved with it, my vote would be for Apex. What about you?
I think I'm going to lean in the same direction you are this time. Even though, like, my heart's telling me to vote for Destiny 2, and they both have great... They both do a great job of, like, focusing on what the players want, like, equally Destiny, Apex. But I think Apex Legends, once again, as well, does a great job of, in every update, there's something really valid there.
Yeah.
Based on player feedback. So I'm also going to vote for Apex.
Yeah, baby.
On this category. Okay. Next category. I haven't played a good chunk of these either. Actually, I touched one of them maybe for like 10 minutes. But just so everyone can hear the categories, we won't pick one of these. But I love this category. It's called Games for Impact, a thought-provoking game with a pro-social meaning or message. So this game's called, the first one on this list is If Found, Kentucky Route Zero TV Edition, Spiritfarer, Tell Me Why, and Through the Darkest of Times.
Tell me why ain't nothing but unfortunately, I haven't played any of these either, but I always love this category too because I feel like bringing important topics into video games is a really good thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's neat. And of course, I'm going to check out every one of these games at some point.
Yes.
I love this category because I'm always introduced to some game that I missed and I'm like, this was really cool.
Yes, for sure.
All right, now we're in the extra spicy category. Spicy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Best performance awarded to an individual for voiceover acting, motion, and or performance capture. So, of course, Ashley Johnson as Ellie, Laura Bailey as Abby.
Ooh.
Yeah. Dansuki Tsuchiji as Jin Sakai. And Ghost of Tsushima. He also did an excellent job. Logan Cunningham as Hades. And Najee Jeter as Miles Morales.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I'm disappointed that Cameron Monaghan didn't get voted in for Cal Kestis.
I know.
Jedi. I love him so much. Ooh, spicy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I told you this one was extra spicy.
I'm going to have to go with Ashley Johnson as Ellie.
Wow. What if I told you I thought about this all day? Pretty much. I've been thinking about this all day. And I've been torn between the two.
I know. And honestly, my brain just went there. But my gut is telling me Ellie. Because I just feel like she's personified so well because of Ashley Johnson. And I don't know. I just, God. And the motion capture as well. But then also... Ooh, that's a hard one, but I think that's where my heart's telling me to go, you know?
Why are they making us do this? I feel like we're playing the game all over again.
I thought that, for sure. I want to know, what's your hot take?
So, like I said, I've been thinking about this a lot today. And, like, Ashley Johnson defines Ellie. Like, Ellie would not be the character she is without, like, no one else can ever play her. Like, I don't think there's anyone else in the world that would have played her just as well. But here's the thing. We talked about this today. Like, Laura Bailey, like, coming in brand new to this this cast as a character that we would learn that does something that we cannot, it's sort of hard to take in. And then for her character and persona, she really brought this character to life, and we maybe learned to love her or hate her, depending on your stance.
But either way, it was a strong reaction, you know?
It was a strong reaction, and if you followed the story and liked the story as it was supposed to be told, like, if you were a decent human being and you... I just dropped my bottle cap out of anger. And you can appreciate good storytelling, you would notice that Laura Bailey did an incredible job as Abby.
Oh, she 100% did, yeah.
And like I said, this feels like we're playing The Last of Us. This is Last of Us Part 3 right here. We're trying to pick between the two. Right. I hope they make a joke about that. That will be great. I'll quit rambling. I'm going to go with Laura Bailey as Abby.
Wow.
I know it really hurts my heart, but I think she deserves it.
That's awesome, though. I totally agree with everything that you said. I just love...
At least between both of us, we get our win. That's
true, yeah. I'm very interested to see where that goes, because I do feel like... I mean...
What if it's a tie? How cool would that be if it ended up being like a tie and they both had to go up there? I would cry.
I would cry as well.
Oh, my God. I would cry.
That's a really hard one. I'm very...
That was a tough...
Wow.
That's what she said.
I'm sweating. That is what she said.
Yeah. That's also what she said.
We got more spicy?
Okay. Whew. More spicy. A little bit. Not as spicy as that one. That was a pretty spicy one. This one is best audio design. Recognizing the best in-game audio and sound design. Doom Eternal, Half-Life Alyx, Ghost of Tsushima, Resident Evil 3, Last of Us Part 2.
The only one I've played out of these is Last of Us, so I'm going to vote for The Last of Us.
Yeah, and I have to say, like, the sounds and the in-game audio of that game was incredible. I'm sure these other games, Ghost of Tsushima, I don't really remember, like, a big deal from the audio. The music was great, but that's a different category. Like, I'm thinking sound design, like, audio design.
Yeah.
Like, last year it was Call of Duty, I believe, or something, or Death Stranding was, like, in there, too, like... I think about the technical things when it comes to audio design. So I'm also going to vote for Last of Us Part 2. Yeah. Okay. Next category, best score in music. So here we go. For outstanding music, score, original songs, or licensed soundtrack, Doom Eternal, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Hades, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, and Last of Us Part 2. Last of Us Part 2 for me. Yep.
Me as well, but not just because that's the only one I've played out of that list, but I also just...
The music in Hades is also pretty badass, and Final Fantasy VII Remake, always a banger. Doom Eternal, of course. Ori, of course. Incredible music. Like, all of these are definitely great picks. Mm-hmm. Man, Last of Us music... Gustavo, what's his name?
It changes the game.
Gustavo Santaolalla. I'm really bad at pronouncing
names. Sitting there with a guitar, you get the whole experience, strumming on it.
Absolutely. Yes.
Take on me.
So, good God. Okay, here we go. So, next category. Best art direction. So, creative, technical achievement in artistic design and animation. Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Ori and the Will of the Wisp, Last of Us Part II.
Ooh, that's hard.
Once again, this is really tough because Last of Us did motion capture in a way and an animation that I've never seen before. I don't know. What do you think? Well, I don't think you've played some of these, too, so it may be sort of hard.
It is, however, I was...
You've seen my screenshots from Ghost of Tsushima. I was
taken away by, like, literally blown away by what I saw from Ghost of Tsushima. but, once again, without having played it, I don't feel like I can, in good faith, vote for it. However, I do feel like it might deserve it. But as far as motion capture specifically, exactly what you said, like it changed. Like it was one of the most innovative things I've ever seen as far as The Last of Us Part Two. But as far as just the beauty of the game, even though I think The Last of Us Part Two is stunning, I think The Ghost of Tsushima is also very stunning. So I don't know.
Hades, the art style of Hades is also really unique and beautiful. Mm-hmm. So is Ori. Ori's always been one of those games that's like the most beautiful, rich world, like 2D, like, but also like three-dimensional at the same time. Like it's like a beautifully illustrated book you're playing. Mm-hmm. This is tough. Like I honestly can't pick. I can't pick this one.
I've only played The Last of Us Part Two out of these, so but I don't want to like miss.
I'm gonna go with The Last of Us Part Two. You know why?
Why?
Because I've went through the art book, mm-hmm. Kayla, and I know all of these probably have art books you could get, or you can at least go look at like concept art mm-hmm. for. And I can't pick because all of these deserve this award, but I'm also gonna go with The Last of Us Part Two, because shaping that world and all those details in that game, like everything leads you to the right place, the surroundings, the world, it's everything's thought mm-hmm. of, and that was so many details to put in a game. They deserve it. Sorry, I went on a ramble again.
That one's really hard. We're getting to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
What's next?
Okay. Whew. Best narrative. So storytelling, narrative development. I already know I'm going to go with The Last of Us.
Probably dang, me too. Damn. Yeah, I mean, what else is on there?
13 Sentinels, Argus Rim. Never played it. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Poor Final Fantasy. I feel like Final Fantasy VII Remake is an incredible game. So glad it came out finally and I had such a good time. But I feel like it's just getting sort of lost.
Yeah.
Sort of Ghost of Tsushima too.
Yeah.
But that's Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Last of Us Part Two.
Last of Us Part Two.
That's pretty much.
100%.
Best narrative.
I feel like this is...
Everybody just strap in because it's about to be The Last of Us Part 2 nomination event.
Well, that's how it was last year with Death Stranding for us.
I know. And like, but I feel like we're the only, or I'm like the only one that thought that for Death Stranding. Because there's also some other good games on there. There was a lack of games last year, unfortunately. We got to hurry because my laptop's about to die. Okay. Oh,
are we gonna make it?
Best game. I don't know if we're gonna. Okay, let's just skip. There's a few more. I don't think we'll. Okay, we have two categories left. We can get through this. I'm gonna read this one really fast. Fire. Best game direction. So creative vision and innovation in game direction and design. Final Fantasy VII, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Half-Life, Alyx, The Last of Us Part Two. Man, these categories are all the same now, except Half-Life Alyx in this one.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I've only out of those played The Last of Us Part Two, so I'm gonna have to go with that one.
I think Half-Life Alyx may take this one.
Okay.
Because they truly created, from what I've heard, one of the best games in terms of a story in a VR setting.
I'm gonna have to play that.
And I think, and this specifically mentions outstanding creative vision and innovation.
Right.
In that. Which also Last of Us Part Two, Hades, all of them. Okay, all of them. But I think Half-Life Alyx would win this one. Okay. All right, finally, we're here. Game of the Year. Which, surprise, surprise, Doom Eternal, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Last of Us Part Two, Animal Crossing New Horizons. You still there?
Yeah, no, I was just looking at
okay. I was like, oh no, did my Mac like die?
No, I was having finally, a moment of silence.
But I still
okay, so you go first.
I'm Last of Us Part Two.
Game of the Year.
That was my game. Last that was of my Us
Part
of Two, year.
Baby. I'm sad Let's that Fallen go. Order's not on here though.
And thought you would be a little sad, but I'm glad it made one category, though, you know?
That's true. They only got one category. That's very unfortunate.
There was a lot of good games this year, Kayla. This was a jam-packed year.
We should have stuck it into last year, dude. I'm so sad.
I know. Because last year was very dry.
Right. But I agree. I mean, I honestly think even if it was in there, I would still pick The Last of Us Part 2. In the middle of that game, from the beginning to the very end, I was saying it's going to be my game of the year. I will be honest, like a lot of these on this list, I unfortunately haven't gotten to play. So my choice is pretty, I've played Animal Crossing. I don't remember exactly what all else was on the list, but I don't think I've played the rest of them. But yeah, I think this hands down should win game of the year. Just like the diversity, the animation, the storytelling, the acting, the voice acting, all of it, the narrative, everything is just overall like a fantastic game. And I think this fully deserves it.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah, well, and again, we'll talk even more in depth. We'll go over the winners of the main categories. Winner,
this is going to be a really tough year for people that have to put in the big votes.
Yeah.
Because, like, as far as like, the best fun gamey game to play, like, Hades is so much fun to play. Last of Us was fun to play, too.
But also, it was terrible. Like,
Animal
sad.
Crossing was fun to play. Like, God bless. Like, I honestly, like, it's a really tough year just to pick one.
It is. And that's a good thing, though, because that means that's all that good games that you got.
Good games
this year. It's a great time to be a gamer.
This year, great time to be a gamer. Everything else sort of sucks, overall, but let me tell you, we had some good games this year in 2020.
That's true, and I got married.
Anything
so
good came
that.
Out of this year. Yeah, for
that's
sure.
A good thing, I guess.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this up because my laptop's about to die.
Yes. Well, thank you guys. Sorry, this was a long one, but we really wanted to cover it all for you.
Yeah, we did it. We went through it. And we will definitely revisit our list after the Game Awards on December 10th.
Yeah. We thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you next time.
Bye, guys. Bye. See you next time. Bye.